Many of us consider the holidays as a time for family. We spend time together, as well as send gifts and cards to loved ones in other states. But the holidays are also a time to look outside our network of close family to the rest of our neighbors. While we are giving, what better feeling than that of having given to someone who truly needs it? This year, the Petersburg Salvation Army distributed Thanksgiving baskets to needy families here in Petersburg. Salvation Army Captain Vicki Jackson tells more about their efforts.
We served 59 families and 182 people altogether. The food for that came in from the community, the different churches and the troops, Boy Scout, Girl Scouts, and Cub Scouts, and then also from other people, and then the local grocery stores.
What are the Salvation Army's plans for the rest of the holiday season?
We have our angel trees out at both banks and quite a bit of angel tags. So if people would go by and pick up one or two and fill the needs of the children and then take their gifts back to the banks unwrapped, or they can bring them up to the church or leave them off at the thrift store and they'll give them to us. So that's one project going on now. And then also we have the kettle drive both down at TU and Hammer Hardware. And then we also have Christmas food boxes that we will be giving out at Christmas time.
These donations go to families here in Petersburg, correct?
Yes. What we do with the donations from the angel tree is we give those to this community first, you know. And we make sure that the angel tree tags are for the children in this community. So the big focus is on Petersburg. The people in Petersburg, they all come together and they all work for the better of the community. And you don't see that in a lot of communities. So we're encouraging people to look at the needs continuously, you know, not just at Christmas time, but during the rest of the year also. And, you know, this is such a, I just love living here. It's such a wonderful community. People are so giving and they care. And so if someone sees a need or hears of a need, I would like for them to come to us. And I'd like to say that we do things very confidentially and very anonymously. So if Petersburg could, the people here could continue to just, you know, get to know their neighbors and find out, you know, what are your needs, you know, how can we help you, then that would be greatly appreciated. I'd just like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.